In today's ad-saturated culture, it is rare for a TV commercial to elicit anything more than a yawn, and that's especially true if the ad has never even run on television, but is only available on a web page. Still, a certain ad on Apple Computer's website has not only become an underground hit, it has made a worldwide cyberstar of the teenage girl featured in it. NPR's Andy Bowers has the story.
The ad is part of Apple's Switch campaign, in which real people talk about why they decided to switch from PCs to Apple Macintosh computers. It features teenager Ellen Feiss, dressed casually in a gray zip-up sweatshirt and sporting an expression of what seems like classic teenage boredom. Here's the ad.
I was writing paper on the PC, and it was like, bleep, 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 bleep. And then, like, half of my paper was gone. And I was like,
A cute ad, to be sure. But Ellen Feiss's 30-second appearance on Apple's website has become the cyber equivalent of a force of nature.
It seems to have taken on a life of its own now, and she has become an internet celebrity.
Leander Caney is a writer with Wired.com.
She has fan sites. People have made icons out of her face to display on their computers, desktop wallpapers.
In fact, for the last several weeks, Ellen Feiss fan sites and Ellen Feiss chat rooms have been popping up by the dozens. Her words have been parsed and her appearance critiqued by admirers all over the world. Many, curiously, seem to reside in Germany and the Netherlands. It's hard to say exactly what about Feiss has captured the imaginations of so many, but here's one part of the ad that has drawn a lot of attention.
It devoured my paper. It was really good paper. And then I had to write it again and I had to do it fast, so it wasn't as good. It's kind of a bummer.
Some fans take her lazy pronunciation and a slight redness in her eyes as evidence that she might have been smoking something other than tobacco. Others just seem to like the way she looks. That's true for Brandon Caballero, a Texas A&M student who recently started a fan site called EllenFeiss.net.
We thought she was pretty cute and the ad looked funny, you know, everybody thinking she's hot on the commercial. I didn't think she was hot, but next thing you know, we're getting like 20 and 30,000 hits a day.
Despite all the unusual attention to its ad, Apple politely declined to comment on the Ellen Feiss phenomenon, as said the company did the teenager herself. But her celebrity keeps growing. Several sites are selling Ellen Feiss pictures, frisbees, mugs, t-shirts, and wall clocks. Mahesh Jain is with the e-commerce site CafePress.com, which provides a place for people to sell merchandise online. These merchants set up web pages known as stores, and Jane has noticed a big spike in Ellen Feiss stores set up apparently without the teenager's knowledge.
To be honest with Ellen Feiss, when we come across stores, we are actually disabling them, primarily because there are a lot of, you know, copyright trademark issues. We don't have permission from Ellen Feiss to be selling merchandise with her image on it.
Jane says he can always tell when someone or something new has captured the collective imaginations of internet users. The moment of peak ripeness, he says, is when people start putting the new icon on t-shirts.
It seems to happen a couple times a year. It could be a person, it could be a thing, it could be just a random website out there. In the springtime, there was a college basketball team called the Fighting Whites in Colorado, and that was actually a very big phenomenon on the web.
Just to make it clear, the Fighting Whites chose their mascot, a middle-aged white businessman, as a joke to shame a nearby school that refused to abandon its Indian mascot. One of the first internet celebrities shot to fame 3 years ago. A Turkish journalist named Mahir set up a website featuring pictures of himself, including in a Speedo bathing suit, and invitations in fractured English for women to visit him. The hokey site and his tagline, "I Kiss You," earned him a running parody on David Letterman. As for Ellen Feiss, the keeper of EllenFeiss.net, Brandon Caballero, just hopes he might get to meet her one day.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Be a good story to be able to tell all your friends.
Alas, it seems internet celebrities can be just as elusive as the regular kind. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.
It's kind of a bummer. I'm Ellen Feiss, and I'm a student.